Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are live from New Jersey, and we're here to celebrate the holidays. I'm home with Cal, and we are talking about tips to beat the holiday blues. I know many of you may not suffer from holiday blues. Many of you know the holidays are the most special, beautiful, and religious times of the year. It's times when you have no problems at all and seem to, be uplifted by the spirit of Christmas and giving. But for those of us who do suffer from the holiday blues or suffer some type of depression or anxiety or stressors for having to shop and go out to see people we haven't seen all year, new people, dates coming home, any type of out-of-town calls or cards or anything that makes you have to respond to people that you're not familiar with responding to might be a stressor. So we wanted to go online, and we did. We went to www.psychologytoday.com to regain some information, and we decided to blog the show. So, again, www.psychologytoday.com says, part of what happens in the holiday season may occur because of the stressfulness of the holiday event. So overdrinking, overeating, any type of fatigue may cause, stressors. So maybe you don't have a stressor on the 23rd, but maybe by the 24th, which is the night of many type of events, celebrations, and, giving or parties, you may have stressors of the holidays. So they said to deal with this, the demand of the season, you may find that shopping is a stressor, trying to find the perfect gift. Cooking may be a stressor when you're not doing maybe the same recipes anymore and everyone's familiar with your recipes. And when you bring something new, you might be stressed out. The person may be stressed or dissatisfied with that. You may find that, you're having some type of anxiety, like, what am I going to eat now? You may have some type of lashback, and you have to deal with that, as a stress, anxiety, or release of tension, for anything you're trying to convey in your actions. So overeating can be a stressor, and they have travel, just in case you go to, the airport and say, things are in delay. You may have stressors trying to get someplace on time. Maybe travel on the road. You may have gridlock traffic like you did in New York this year. You may have all type of travel situations if you're trying to shop on the last, the last hours. So maybe you have holiday and travel stressors, okay? And then they listed several more, a house guest. Having people over during the holiday season may be a stressor. So they decided to list that, and that definitely could be a stressor, all day and all night with familiar or unfamiliar people in your home could be a stressor. Any new announcements, marriages, new dates, phone calls, business interaction, international homeland security, anything you may have to deal with, while you're, having people visit your house or having to pertain to house guests, could be, problematic. Also, they said family reunions. If you decide to schedule family reunions during the holidays, that could be, a grander event and could be a major stressor, getting everyone together from all parts of the country, whatever type of, event, promos you may have. They may be stressors trying to get to the printers, trying to get to the T-shirt man, trying to get to place card printer or anything like that. All of these things could be stressors for people. So, they definitely listed family reunions, office parties, dealing with your boss and what to give your boss. When you're having sexual harassment with your boss and then you have to buy a gift, and be alone with your boss or not, whatever you decide, whatever choices you have to make, those are stress just in case you can lose your job or get a job. So it depends on that, too. So these are definitely, burdens that they have listed that could occur during the holiday season. And last but not least, financial burdens, what to spend, what not to spend, extra spending, everything you plan to spend, then, above that or below that, whatever you're deciding to spend and what you're deciding special to spend on. So it depends on if you're making some financial decisions as Christmas gifts, what to give, you know, in cash, what to give in gifts, and what to give if you're a business and have to pay a, you know, deposit or something, or payment on, you know, something for the upcoming year. So whatever financial burdens and stress that you may have may not be burdens at all, but you definitely have choices to make. So they listed that. So they said, do not overbook yourself into a state of exhaustion. So wherever you have to go, you have an itinerary, you have a agenda, you have a planner, you have to stick to, you know, what you decided to do. Because if you don't, you may be cranky, irritable, overt, candid, and you may be depressed, you may be even, you know, upset and rude. So they decided to make sure that the checklist, number one, was make sure that you don't overbook yourself and become exhausted and then make other people unhappy during the holiday season. Number two is decide upon your priorities and stick to them. So organize your time. So if you think you're going to shop for a whole day from morning to night, do that. But if you think you can't make that party at 7 or at 6, then don't over, you know, book yourself into exhaustion, because it's going to show. It may show on your face. It may make you look old. You may look tired. You may have strands of gray. You know, you're going to show if you, like, you know, don't prepare yourself. And, you know, if you're supposed to change clothes and you don't do that, you know, all of these are stressors. All of these are points that, you know, you're here, but you didn't take, you know, the time and make it most useful, the most valuable. You didn't do everything necessary to make it, you know, your best. So sometimes we have to deal with that. And sometimes you can dress way up. You can dress up to a certain extent, and then sometimes you can overdress. So overdressing is one that we're throwing in there. Sometimes you're going to some rustic parties. You're going to some, you know, cottage parties. You're going to some backyard barbecues in the winter with the weather. Everyone's able to do that in Jersey. And, you know, sometimes it's jeans and T-shirt, and sometimes it's sequins outfit, or, you know, a total sequins dress with heels, you know, for getting muddy. You know, your fur coat might, you know, be on the lawn chair. You know, we don't know. You know, you have to deal with the type of environment and the type of people that you're going to see. So just in case you're bringing a date, instruct your date to wear. You know, encourage them to be safe, to be happy, and to feel in place instead of out of place. Instruct them on, you know, what type of crowd, what type of theme you're going to have going through their life and through the house and through the party, so that they will feel comfortable, you know, going out on this particular type of, you know, date or event. Okay, so organize your time, organize your priorities, stick to them, let your date know what's going on. The holidays do not automatically have to take away from the feeling of, you know, spirited happiness. You know, you want everyone to feel that type of spirited happiness. You don't have to feel alone. You don't have to feel sad. You don't have to feel frustrated. You don't have to feel angry, and you don't have to feel fear. So just in case, like, you do it every year, you scream, you yell, you know, you do everything alone, you wrap all the gifts, you do it with your checklist, you won't let anybody help you because something is going to go wrong. You know, people notice that. You know, they notice that about you. You know, you do everything alone, you don't let anybody help you. And, you know, it's not really the spirit of Christmas. So they're trying to tell you to let people get involved. Maybe you can do your routine a month ahead. Make pretend that, you know, they're helping you with the checklist. Make pretend that there's nothing else to do. But really, when there are other things to do, people want to get involved and, you know, do something extra or one type of craft that they may be happy to do with you, so that, you know, like decorating the tree or something, if that's not your pet peeve. You know, we have to worry about pet peeves. A lot of people don't like anyone to touch anything, so that the crowd that's coming would think everything is perfect. Sometimes they can tell if someone else has something to do with it. It's not your perfection, you know, so they kind of want it done to perfection. So you have to deal with that, and then, you know, tell if a person is important in your life or someone else, your children or your husband or someone, you have to let them know that that's their input. That's why, you know, you can tell that's not 100% like mine. You know, we're here. We have to enjoy this Christmas as well. So you sometimes, if it's business, you have to do a business party, and that means it will be perfect. But sometimes when you're doing home parties and your family have to help, then you expect, you know, the abrupt, or you expect the changes. So that's something that you may have to deal with during the holiday season as well. And you know, that will take away frustration from the family, anger, fear, sadness, and the fact that you do everything alone, okay? And don't send children away. No matter what type of party you're having, that's one that I throw in there. If you have children under 18, over 18, under 21, over 21, don't send your children away. Don't make your children go sleep someplace else, you know, because you're scared of the interruptions, or if you're scared of your crowd, maybe you need to reassess your crowd. If you're scared that they may break the china, then maybe you need to plan a table for the children, or maybe you need to plan what time they eat, and then, you know, at another time of the evening or the night or in the dining room, the others will eat. The holidays are about, you know, family as well. So, you know, the spirit is there. You wouldn't want to send your children away. And if you're having an unsafe or fearful or dangerous type of, you know, guest, then maybe you should rethink having that guest and allow your children to spend the holidays with you. Most of us, or most of you, work, you know, 4 years, you know, you work throughout the year, and the holidays are the times that you get to spend with your family and your friends, so you want to worry about how much time during the holidays that you're spending away from the children, because that's usually all the time they really have other than school and work. So be worry about that and just organize your time. Be careful about resentment, people that resent your children related to holidays, and be careful about resentment related to, you know, fights in the past or, you know, holiday past when I didn't get, you know, what I asked you for 2 years ago, when I didn't get what I asked you for this year, when I didn't get what I asked you for the new car, when you didn't commit to the relationship, when you didn't engage, when you didn't buy the house, when we still don't live together, you know, when you still didn't take me to that perfect place, when we still didn't go to, you know, a hotel in Manhattan, you know, we still didn't go to the Waldorf, you know what I'm saying, when we still didn't go anywhere, you know, the Plaza, when we didn't go anywhere on holidays, you know, be careful about resentment. If you have another lover, if you have, you know, multiple dates and multiple partners, you know, be careful about the threat. You know, you don't, if you didn't, if you're not. You know, be careful about how loose people say, I'm going to kill you. My name is Tammy Jordan. You're here at Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking about the holidays. We're talking about our theories of parenting, our theories of being a teen, our theories of being a family. So we want to let you know, be careful about that, you know, just because, you know, you didn't give me anything when you were a Jehovah Witness. Now you want to come over and be one of the major guests on my major holiday party, you know, dress-up party, you know, where we do China, and you've been Jehovah Witnesses. You know, we don't want to bring, you know, those who didn't celebrate Christmas to these parties, because we have, like, this spirit that goes through that's wonderful. It's a beautiful, you know, type atmosphere. We don't want to interrupt that and you know, indulge into the witnesses now. So you have to deal with that in religious problems as well. So don't let this become a last-minute deal. Come on in. You have to say no to Jehovah Witness, like you always say no to Jehovah Witness. Jehovah Witness comes to you and you wasn't expecting the Jehovah Witness. You didn't make that appointment, and it's during the Christmas party. You have to say reschedule, you know. You have to say no. So don't forget to do that. And the Jehovah Witnesses sometimes have people who are converted, so they totally understand. And don't tell them to come in. Don't tell them to come into your party when they're interested in getting home to make their private party. A lot of them are not totally converted. I found that out. So make sure that you give everyone, you know, the freedom to do, you know, what they like to do, and that is enjoy Christmas, okay? And don't expect the holidays to be as they were, just as they were when you were a child. Don't be childish. Don't be jealous of the children. Don't be jealous of the teens. You can't be jealous of the young adults. You can't be jealous of your parents. You can't be jealous of anyone who's not putting a major burden on themselves anymore because they have a house full of adults. They don't have to serve your plate if they don't want to. You can do a buffet-style dinner. They don't have to, make your favorites all the time. They may be into doing the recipe. You know, there may be a time where they're going to have a small house party. You might want to have your own. You have to see what's encouraged and see what's discouraged. When it becomes their party and you're not encouraged to have your own, then sometimes you need to do some outsourcing, do something outside of the house, get an invite to something major. you know, give yourself a small club party and or, you know, small banquet at another friend's house, you know, borrow someone else's house and maybe decide what you're going to do, but you can't act childish. You know, we don't expect the holidays to be just as they were when we were children. It's not going to happen. People grow up. They grow older. They are mature. They expect a certain amount of maturity from you. Okay? And don't call your ex-girlfriend during the holiday. Don't call your ex-boyfriend during the holiday. It's discouraged if they decide, if you are a person that can call because you had nice breakups, then you call them, and if it's a problem with your, say, wife or husband, then you have to decide that it's not right to call until you're divorced or until that rule has changed. But mostly, if you're in a new relationship where you're just dating, mostly you might get a yes or a no because it's so new that you might even have a party where, you know, some people are, you know, too fresh to be around, but fresh out of the relationships. But then you may have parties where you're engaged. Decide if a Christmas party is the announcement party for engagement. Decide if exes can be at that party. Decide if you have enough guests. If you're not going to bring exes, we're dealing with something in our family this year about that. So we want to, like, deal with that. Okay, so don't, you know, if you're the best and you're a good ex and you don't really get involved with your exes anymore, then maybe you're someone they can talk to. But that's little little to none in most relationships. Most people get back involved with their exes. If you decide that if only you can bring your family and their family, and you don't have any friends, female sometimes or gay, so watch out for the best friends, the bridesmaids, the best men. All of that could be a problem. And we dealt with these issues on our show. We know gay is wrong. So we know that if you're, you know, marrying someone else, you shouldn't have, you know, this open gay relationship with anyone else, or you shouldn't have a lot of your exes that are secret, you know, secret gay people around, because that's wrong. Okay, so, you know, during Christmas, don't spring something on someone that this is your gay lover and you're engaged and you thought you would be all right as my best friend since middle school, you know, grammar school. Don't spring something on someone, and they all are. You know, I don't know if that's going to be acceptable anywhere. There are many, many opportunities for doing community service. So if you would like to go out and do something, everyone's not going to the shelter. Everyone's not going to the cancer situation event. Everyone is not going to cerebral palsy. Everyone's not going to a race. There are a lot of events to volunteer for. Find something that's most appropriate for you. Dedicate your time. And remember, during the holidays, people, you know, sometimes are short-staffed, so there are some, you know, corporate ideas that you may be able to volunteer for. Okay? But remember that there's a new volunteer application. You can make it yourself, or you can go into line, look for a template. After you do volunteer work, you're not paid for it, but they have some paperwork that can go into your W-2s that says, can you donate, you know, time and on my W-2s, and if you donate 10 hours, if I donate 10 hours, can you donate 10 hours worth of wages in the form of, you know, time converted? So there's you know, at whatever rate that you decide. So remember that it's not totally free to do community service. A lot of people are asking for a letter to go into their W-2s, and with that, there's a conversion of hours to wages, and that therefore you can get, you know, for a year of dedication, you can get some type of money compensation. So we wanted you to remember that. And no one can be depressed when they're doing community service, so don't just run out the house and bring all of that, you know, loneliness, you know, that invertedness, all of that, you know, flashbacks and all this mental jargon with you to the community service site. They want you ready, available, up, and, like, amped to do, you know, what you came to do. Okay? Plan more and more. They keep saying plan. Low-cost, fun holiday activity. You know, if you're going to do the 25 days of Christmas, if you want to start from the first day of December, then you have to say we do small gifts, and every day that we see you or every day that we come over, we want to get a gift. So you can plan to do 25 gifts each day, and then so that's, therefore, you might want to do low-cost gifts, or you might want to do medium-priced gifts, or you might want to give, you know, high-priced gifts. It depends on you, but they, in this particular online tip section, which was www.psychologytoday.com, not .net, it's .com, you know, they say that you can do, I guess what cost is affordable for you. And we like to play that game, too. We don't do every day, but we do a lot of days. We come through the door with, I don't care if it's cookies, a box of cookies, Christmas tins. We don't care, you know, if you bring me, you know, just to open up a gift, you know, go get stocking stuffers in, like open 25 stocking stuffers. We haven't totally met that goal this year, but we try in the years past to introduce that particular programming, you know, like having, you know, something every day that you walk through the door is a nice idea. So we try to do that. And I guess as we get older, we'll get better, and then we'll have the 25 gifts to open each day, and then whatever we ask for Christmas. So that's huge for me. I'm waiting for someone to do that for me as well. So the next one is number 8. If you drink, do not let the holidays become your reason for overindulging and having hangovers. You know, don't drink, you know, on the 24th, and then by Christmas Day, you sleep too late, you miss the breakfast festivities, you miss lunch, and then we see you by dinner, and you're still groggy. You want us to think that this is your normal behavior, you know, at a party, if you go away on a ski trip, if you go to a lodge, if you tell friends to come, you know, they're drunk all the time, they never come out of their rooms, you know, this, and they invited you to deal with the others, you know. Make sure that, you know, this is not your excuse for, you know, for your behavior. Overindulging and having hangovers is not a good idea, okay? So it says, give yourself a break, create time for yourself to do things you love and need to do for your physical and mental wellness. So if you're, you know, if you want, you're one that goes in, if you go into your room about 12 o'clock, if you're at a lodge, you know, don't let anyone discourage you from doing that. If you have a routine at night, you know, taking a bath and, you know, applying all of these, you know, moisturizers and things like that for your body, you know, don't let anyone stay up to 2, you know, forget the routine, you know, and then when you come down to breakfast, you know, you have, like, you know, bags under your eyes, you look bad, you know, you're groggy because you didn't drink a couple of things of water, you didn't order the additional takeout so that you can feed the alcohol and everything like that. So make sure, like, when you're introducing new 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old, I think it's 21 in our state to drink, so we're not having problems with my son to drink. But if you're someplace and you're having problems with introducing the alcohol, everyone's overdoing it. Stop buying it, okay? If you're buying in large quantities, even champagne bottles, if you're buying in large quantities, cases, and, you know, you're having people haul particular bottles, maybe you should give individual bottles and it's only one a night. You know, you get one small individual bottle, a spritzer, wine spritzer, whatever it is, and just stop giving out everyone, you know, as a souvenir and, you know, or you've had to drink. And maybe you'll stop, like, you know, over-drinking, you know. Decide some things. Decide what you're going to do. And if the teens are drinking, they're not supposed to be drinking, you know, talk to someone about it. You know, talk to the person who's having the party. Talk to the teen who's over-drinking. Make sure that you get the designated drivers out. Make sure that you, you know, if they're not able to get home, make sure you offer them a place on the couch, or maybe you offer the whole living room for everyone to, you know, lie down and do like they used to do when they were young and just stay the night, you know. Maybe if you're pitching a tent, maybe you, you know, pitch a tent in the backyard, you know, for those who are into that type of thing. But make sure you have alternatives if you're serving alcohol. So you don't want everyone to do like they always do and, you know, bring on mental and physical problems with the health. And of course, if you have people with mental issues and you're not really familiar with them, you don't know them very well, you don't know if they take a pill a day or, you know, have a breakfast, lunch, and dinner pill, make sure you don't force alcohol on these people. Make sure they're not mixing. Make sure they don't drink at your house. Make sure that you're not serving alcohol. Make sure you do a better menu, because a lot of people who take medication like to feed often, you know, they like to eat a lot more food than you believe and have a lot more bottles of water or some type of refreshment, because, you know, the medication makes them have symptoms, and the symptoms could be, you know, eating a lot of food. So maybe you should deal with that. You know, make sure you're not the host that's not informed and serving your guests with mental health issues who take medication. Make sure you're not that host that's getting alcohol into their hands, and that's why they come to your party. Okay? And most of all, if you find yourself feeling blue, just remember the choices, they're always your choices. You know, you make all the choices, and at any time, you can make a new choice to make yourself feel a whole lot better. So that's our show for today, and we hope that you'll come back, listen again, and you can use some of these pointers in your own life. Until next time.